how did you, when did you first hear of the anti-fracking initiative in Denton? And did you approach them or did they approach you?
I don't remember who approached who. But understand that the movements that were happening in Flower Mound and all these other locales, it was pretty much all the same people. A lot of Denton people were involved in those movements and helped with them. So as the fracking increased and kind of rolled through each of our towns and cities, it was basically the same group.
That's, so, okay.
And the Dent group, it, you know, called on the expertise of people in Flower Mound and Dallas County and Tarrant County, Cook County, Wise County, anything, anywhere things were happening that people had knowledge. So
it was a regional effort.
It really was a regional effort.
So that's, well, and same basic issues in each place, but like you said,
totally
unique, very unique
different.
In Denton. Yes.
Yes.
So walk me through the time that you spent from the beginning of the anti-fracking campaign specific to Denton until election night 2014 when the initiative, when the ban passed by 58% of the vote.
Well, we certainly had meetings, regular meetings. I was called upon because of my expertise in real estate to, and was on the citizens committee to write proposals for ordinances. I was the go-to real estate person for that. And by that time, we had had a lot of meetings and in Denton, specifically dealing with Denton problems. So those of us who were chosen to be on the Citizens Committee, reporting to a panel and the City Council as well, each one of us brought those experiences, and that's when, at a time when a lot of younger people in Denton, when I say younger, I meant younger than me. By this time, I'm well into my 50s, and it was new to them. It was new and exciting, and you know, sometimes they didn't want to listen to the old folks and didn't quite gel. But, and it's probably because we already had victories, we already had defeats in diverse communities and all, and we weren't seen, visibly seen, as an organized group coming from the other more rural areas of the county at the time. But it worked. But I'm still very sad to report that every proposal that I personally wrote concerning real estate and fracking for the city of Denton was immediately shot down by that panel of experts that the industry and the city council put together.
Okay, so yeah, there was, so internally within the anti-fracking campaign, it was for the most part a good cooperative group effort and
absolutely. People of all ages.
Okay.
And all different levels of expertise.
During the campaign, were you or the people who initiated the campaign, the activists, privy to any polling data as the campaign went on, indicating that you were making headway against the industry, or did you have any idea that it was going to end up being 58% approving the ban? What was?
Well, we just had mostly our anecdotal evidence. We did have absolute experts from other places even medical experts, chemical experts, different people who lent their expertise. So it wasn't just a group of some grumbling people in Denton who decided, not in my backyard. Everything we were doing was being backed up by scientific proof and as much statistical data as we could get our hands on.